Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Again with another hour of completely informative conversation. There is nothing you will hear on this program in the next hour that isn't of value to you. Every single one of you.
You're so cute.
Thank you. Jennifer Horn is so cute as well here on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Donk.
Kara is lurking around there someplace taking your calls and involving herself in what goes on behind the scenes, 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler is monitoring social media, which is at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The Chargers and the Raiders and the Rams.
Oh, my.
All want to go to the City of Angels so that they can fail like how many other previous franchises
so
in the football
world. I'm so sick of you,
world.
Negative Nellies. Listen to you.
So
how many times have we seen this story?
I do not want any. I pay taxes in Los Angeles. I do not want one penny of my tax money
going
to help these guys build a stadium.
I've got good news for you.
They want.
Stan Kroenke is building a stadium with his own money.
All right,
but he's getting tax breaks.
Ten past the hour instead of the 2020 news quiz. I want you to spell Kroenke's last name. 888.
K-R-O.
No. 888-302-3684. Stan Kroenke is planning to build a stadium in Inglewood near the airport. How do you spell his last name? It begins with a K. Jennifer is correct, and there is an R and an O. So now you go from there. I'm not sure I'm going to give people full credit if they do figure this out.
Oh, come on.
888-302-3684. I don't know that there's much more to this story.
Well,
St. Louis,
here,
how has St. Louis done with the Rams? How long the Rams
so
been
so here's the story. You want the story for the girl
team,
that lives in L.A.?
Yeah, but
Rams have been a decent team. They left L.A. 15 years ago. They signed a lease with the city of St. Louis for 30 years. The reason that they can get out of it is that they were very smart in putting together their lease document that said, look, if after 15 years,
does it
our
say
stadium,
that on the top of the lease?
Yeah.
Look!
If our stadium is not in the upper echelon of football stadiums, then we get to look elsewhere. And guess what? Their stadium, although new 15 years ago, is by
Isn't
modern standards not
the
up
tributary,
to par.
The money we spend for this damnable game.
I think this is fabulous for Los Angeles. Inglewood is just a dive.
Los
it
Angeles
is horrible.
Does not support football
not
teams. They will never support football teams. It's a very transient city, and the people that aren't Los Angelians just don't go to the games.
Totally
and don't
disagree.
Care.
If it's done right, we don't know. I mean,
how have they supported the Kings?
Can I finish my story?
I want to know how they supported
guys.
The city of Los Angeles supported the Kings. You like hockey? The Kings. Don't pull a Doug.
Oh, no, she's pulling a Doug now.
Nah, come on.
You know what's going to be great about this whole story?
I do it.
Is the two teams that don't get, because they'll pick one. One of these teams will move to Los Angeles, right?
I think it's because I'm a girl.
And it's probably the Rams. No. Oh, there she is pulling the girl card.
Okay,
please.
Here we go.
But let's say that the other two teams, the Raiders and the Chargers, don't get it. What is your fan base going to look like next year, knowing that you wanted to leave that city?
I think the Chargers are going to have especially a really hard time because San Diego fought to keep the team. The Raiders and the Rams, they're not really fighting as hard, but San Diego is. The Kings, to answer your question, they sell out the Staples Center almost every game. You have to remember, though, we're two-time Stanley Cup champions in 4 years. So, I mean, that brings people to the table.
Right.
It took a while to gain that. But what I'm trying to get out here is that Inglewood... But we have two teams that we support very well. We have the Ducks and the Kings. So here's the thing, though. Inglewood, terrible area. It's where the riots broke out. They're trying to gentrify it. This at Hollywood Park, and they've done a good job with the Forum. They've redone the fabulous Forum. Mm. But with this football stadium, if done the right way, this could actually be something really positive for that area, and I'm very supportive of it, even though I would love to get the Chargers instead of the Rams. I totally support the Rams coming into that area. Carson, on the other hand, where they want to build the stadium for the Raiders and the Chargers, I don't know if it has the same appeal to me as it would in Inglewood.
Because your car would get jacked. jacked every time you went to the game. If you
Carson isn't that bad.
Well, I'll tell you, Doug, you always rail about my tax dollars going to the stadium.
Yep.
Come down here with me and ride through the Navy Yard where the Nationals stadium is now.
Yeah.
And look at that area and what it's done for building tax base for Washington, D.C. Ride with me through Chinatown where the Wizards play and look what it's done for that area. And look at what it's done for the tax
Chinatown.
Base.
I know that's a
so it's an investment for the city because they know that in a dozen years that they will have built the tax base up for what was a dead area in their city up to something that's a moneymaker for them.
Just remember this. These three teams are screwing over the cities and the people that supported them.
Yep.
And you're kidding yourself if you think that they won't do that to L.A.
They do whatever suits them financially best. They don't care about the fan base. They don't give a crap.
I think you guys are missing the point of why I'm so supportive of this.
Really?
I want them to go into Inglewood to make that community better.
Right.
And even 15 years they leave, I don't care.
Let me tell you about Inglewood.
Because they will.
Here's the story. I was talking about this earlier. Let me visit this again. How highways, I was talking about Buffalo and the storms and even Massachusetts, the Mass Turnpike, what's north of it is different than what's south of it. So, when it comes to 405, the 405 is an amazing roadway. And here's a great example. If you're headed to the airport.
Amazing how?
Well, the way the dichotomy on one side versus the other. And this is the perfect example. On the what would be the west side of the 405 when you get around the airport, thriving hotels, businesses galore, you name it. Drive over onto the other side of the 405 in Inglewood, and it's as Jennifer just described. It is like a rotten wasteland of horrible businesses, run down everything. It just shows you what, now, maybe this makes your argument, Richie, what investment the airport, in no matter where you are, any place where there's an airport, whatever is around it, industrial, commercial buildings, going to be fantastically valuable, and it just sort of seeds and feeds itself. On the other side of the 405, these old buildings, and it's a black area, and it's, unfortunately, this is maybe the racist part of it. These areas don't get the support that other areas do. And you can see this. So I don't know. Do we get anybody to spell this guy's name right now? We didn't. K-R-O-E. It's Kroenke. K-R-O-E-N-K-E.
So.
All right. So he's going to help this area. He's helping himself, but he will ultimately. If I were able to buy real estate, and I could buy it in
buy
the right place. I'd be buying all over the place in Englewood.
Other
side. Buy.
They've already done a good job. I mean, I was down there to see a concert at the Forum, and it's much nicer. It feels safer, but it needs a lot more work, and this would be great.
The people that bought, one of the classic stories here in the Washington-Baltimore area is when they built the Orioles' new stadium, Camden Yards. Mm. And before they even signed on the property, these four guys bought an empty, abandoned warehouse across from the proposed site, and opened. And then, after they bought it, opened up Pickles Pub. Zillionaires. The guys are zillionaires.
Smart.
And you buy condos. So anyway, here's your. You're ready for this? In 20 seconds or less, here's your LA football history. 1946. The first team was the American Football Conference's Los Angeles Dons. They lasted 4 years before the demise of the AFC. And then in 1946, the Cleveland Rams became the first NFL franchise to locate in Los Angeles. Then they moved to Anaheim in 1980, then left Southern California altogether for St. Louis in 1995. Then the AFL had the Los Angeles Chargers in 1960 for 1 year before moving to San Diego. Then the Oakland Raiders moved to Los Angeles in 82, leaving in 94. And nobody, none of them, could fill the 90,000 seats.
All right. So that's one thing going on in L.A. Jennifer, help me understand why there's an extradition hearing in L.A. today for the affluenza mob.
Oh, for Tanya.
Tanya Crouch. Not from Los Angeles. They're from Texas, aren't they?
Well, they're from Texas, but Mexico sent them back. And Los Angeles. Well, she came through Los Angeles. For some reason, they sent her back through L.A. So she has
to go to Texas.
Hearing here.
Probably district.
She's been here. She's been here for a week.
Court, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in Mexico and you're from Texas, I don't understand why you're coming back to Los Angeles.
Huh? I don't know, but they bring him in through Los Angeles. She's been here since she got onto American soil. She's been sitting in L.A.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. 17 after the hour. Here's something that does make a lot of sense to me. Remember how many times over the past 2-3 years I've talked to you about your looks and what can be done to enhance your hair, for example? If your hair is falling out or waving goodbye, you will find the practical use of Provia in its two forms, Provia and Super Provia, working for both men and women to cleanse the pores in your scalp, get rid of the stuff that has come as a result of you going to the 99-cent store, buying shampoo there, using it on your hair. Provia will deliver on its promise. I guarantee it myself, or you get your money back. 800-525-8319. Upgrade to priority shipping for free when you mention Doug Steffen. I shouldn't be saying for free because it isn't for free. It's just free. 800-525-8319. Remember, you get your hair back or you get your money back with Provia.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
It might be recorded.
You certainly are. So you like riding around?
Yeah. It's a great pastime. I would highly recommend it to anyone that has any doubt about doing it. I say go for it.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Motorcycles are fun, but you don't have to take my word for it.
This is my bike, and I love it. I put 20,000 miles on it, bought it original. My passion, and I love it, if you can't tell. 09 Harley Heritage Softail. I customized this. I got all the bling bling on it. I got the bling around here. It's definitely a chick bike. Handles real nice, and the pipes are loud, which are important because you got to be able to hear coming down the road. That's important. It has saved my life a couple times with those pipes, I must say.
So you would conclude?
It's an awesome pastime.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We're big fans of Julia Cameron, author of The Artist's Way. She said,
what we really want to do is what we are really meant to do.
She goes on to share four rewards of living your passion. First, money comes to you. In the dance of life, money follows your lead. You win by picking the right dance contest.
Second, doors open for you. When you're in the right place, you'll hear when opportunity knocks.
Third, you feel useful. Living your passion allows you the greatest amount of fulfillment.
Fourth, your work feels like play. You don't work anymore. Every day is a play day.
So do what you were meant to do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer is the ABA's second all-time leading scorer. His combined 27,000 points makes him the ninth leading scorer in NBA ABA history.
And it rolls away, and it's on Gilmore, battle for it, and Issel wins and scores and fouls.
So where is Dan Issel now? Dan initially retired to a horse farm, but returned to the hardwood in 1992 as coach of the Denver Nuggets. He spent six seasons coaching the team over two stints, the second ending in a racially charged incident with a fan. Dan went through bankruptcy, but he's begun a new career as the executive director of the Bel Air Presbyterian Church. Looks like Dan Issel found a higher calling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.